grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the book of the Acts of the Apostles, the 4th and the 11th chapter, Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. They sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad. And he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Because our Savior rose from the dead early in the morning on the first day of the week, every Sunday is a celebration of his glorious resurrection. And when a Saint's Day occurs on Sunday, it still is a celebration of the Lord's resurrection, because the light that we see in the lives of the saints is the light of the risen Lord in them. As we today keep the festival of Saint Barnabas, some words that come to mind are encouragement, generosity, and charity, because in the life of Saint Barnabas, we see all three. Encouragement, generosity, and charity. And how we need all three of them. Encouragement, generosity, charity. It often happens that when we celebrate the festival of one of Christ's apostles, we discover that we actually know very little about them. But that's not the case with Saint Barnabas, because in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, Saint Luke paints a very vivid picture of this very warm-hearted saint. We first meet him in the 4th chapter of Acts, when St. Luke writes, Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field which belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. His name was Joseph, but the apostles gave him the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, of comfort, of consolation. And St. Luke then goes on to show how this Joseph lived up to the name that had been given him. And so when he first appears in the book of Acts, we see his generosity in selling his own property and giving the proceeds to the apostles. And so we begin to understand why he was called Barnabas, son of encouragement. St. Luke tells us that following the martyrdom of St. Stephen, believers had been scattered from Jerusalem, and some of them traveled as far as the great city of Antioch. And in Antioch, These believers had witnessed not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. And many of the Gentiles came to faith. And when word of these developments came to those who remained in Jerusalem, they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And he was simply delighted to see that Gentiles also had come to faith. Barnabas then went off to the city of Tarsus to look for Paul and brought him to Antioch, where both of them then taught for an entire year. And when the church at Antioch heard about the needs of the church at Jerusalem because of a famine, the church at Antioch sent relief by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Nor was that all. For as we heard in the epistle read this morning, the church at Antioch then sent both Paul and Barnabas on Paul's first missionary journey, going first of all to Cyprus, which had been Barnabas's home, and then on to a number of cities in Asia Minor, including the city of Lystra, where Paul healed a man who'd been a cripple from birth. The aftermath of that healing is one of my favorite Bible stories. You may remember it. When Paul healed the man who had been a cripple from birth, the people of Lystra supposed that the gods had come down to earth in the form of men. And they called Barnabas Zeus, and they called Paul Hermes, Hermes the messenger, because Paul spoke. And the priest of Zeus brought oxen and garlands to offer sacrifice to them. It's quite a picture, isn't it? Quite a picture. And what a commotion there was as Paul and Barnabas tried to restrain them. But they continued in their mission. The saints of God are like us, frail human beings. And that's true also of Paul and Barnabas. Saint Luke tells us that at the beginning of Paul's second missionary journey, he and Barnabas disagreed about taking Mark with them because Mark had left them during the first missionary journey. It was a sharp disagreement between Paul and Barnabas, and the outcome was that Paul and Barnabas then went their separate ways. Paul took Silas with him, and Barnabas, taking Mark with him, sailed away to Cyprus, where Barnabas had been born. And this is the last that we hear of Barnabas in the Holy Scriptures. But reliable and very early church tradition tells us that Barnabas was the founder of the church in Cyprus, which continues to this day, and that he was martyred in Cyprus in the city of Salamis. Be all that as it may, in St. Barnabas, we see a person who lived up to the name given him by the apostles, Barnabas, son of encouragement. And how we need encouragers. It seems that Barnabas was the kind of person who was always glad when the work of God was advanced by others, and that he wanted to do all he could to encourage them. There's not the slightest hint of envy or of jealousy, let alone of self-importance. Barnabas was also a man full of charity in the sense of a spirit of kindness, willing to give someone the benefit of the doubt, as we see in his willingness to give Mark a second chance after his less than stellar performance during Paul's first missionary journey. Barnabas was also full of charity in the old-fashioned sense of generosity, sharing the wealth God had placed in his hands. St. Paul writes that the Lord loves the cheerful giver. The original Greek word, which our English Bible translates as cheerful, is actually the Greek word hilaron, hilaron, from which we get the word hilarious. And so cheerful, joyous, irrepressible, unrestrained in cheerful giving. We often say that the saints are like stained glass windows, in the sense that the light we see in the saints is the light of the risen Lord shining through them as the sun shines through these windows. So it truly is Saint Barnabas in whom we see the power of Christ's resurrection at work. Because with death defeated, we don't need to be always looking out for number one, grasping, clawing to get ahead, as if this life is all there is. Because with death defeated, there really is nothing in all creation that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so on this 11th day of June, the Church gives thanks for this very warm-hearted saint, and we pray for the grace to follow him in faith and love, so that with him and all the saints we might finally celebrate the joyous marriage supper of the Lamb in his kingdom, of which the sacrament we now celebrate is both the pledge and the foretaste. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.